For a moment, he considered lying to her, telling her the whole vid had been a prank. That's what an adult would do, after all. Laugh and shrug and dismiss the whole thing as fantasy. Children couldn't stomach the truth, adults believed. Children had to be protected from the harsh realities of the world. But what good would that do My Lin? This wasn't a prank. It wasn't a game. That thing on screen was real and alive and dangerous.
I'm scared too, said Bing Wen.
She nodded, hurrying to keep pace beside him.
Do you think it's coming to Earth?
We shouldn't think of it as an it, said Bing Wen. There's probably more than one. And yes, it's coming to Earth. The interference is only getting worse, which suggests their ship is headed this way. Plus, it looked intelligent. It must be intelligent. It built an interstellar spacecraft. Humans haven't done that.
They took the last turn in the staircase and reached the valley floor. Hopper was waiting for them, clothes soaked and covered in mud.
Took you long enough, said Hopper.
How did you get down before us?
Asked My Lin.
And why are you so filthy?
Irrigation tube, said Hopper.
He patted the side of his bad leg.
Steps take too long.
My Lin made a face.
People throw their dishwater in the tubes.
Hopper shrugged.
It was that or get beat to a pulp. And it rained yesterday, so the tubes aren't dirty. Much.
That's disgusting, said My Lin.
Agreed, said Hopper. But it's easier to clean clothes than to clean wounds.
He ran and jumped into the nearest rice paddy, which was filled waist deep with water. He submerged himself, thrashed around a moment, getting most of the mud off, then shook his upper body and crawled back out of the paddy, dripping wet.
See? Fresh as a flower.
I'm going to throw up, said My Lin.
Not on me, said Hopper. I just bathed.
They took off at a jog along the narrow bridge of earth that separated two of the paddies, heading out into the vast fields of rice. They ran slower so that Hopper could keep up, but it was a good steady pace for distance running. After a few hundred yards, Bing Wen glanced back at the staircase to see if Zahao was following. There were a few children coming down, but Zahao wasn't among them. They didn't slow their pace.
What's the plan? Said Hopper.